We continue our learning. We are in a dar in Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Bay. So the Mishnah asks, "Ve'elu hein nidrei inu nefesh, which are nidarim that fall into the category of suffering of inu nefesh that a woman takes upon herself?" So we remind ourselves in the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah told us that according to the Tanakhama, at least, inu nefesh would be a woman who takes upon herself. She's not going to wash or is not going to adorn herself with cosmetics. But Rabbi Yossi said, and it concluded in the previous Mishnah, "Ein elu nidrei inu." Rabbi Yossi felt that that's not inu nefesh. The fact that she's not going to shower, the fact that she's not going to put on cosmetics, that's not inu nefesh. Inu nefesh is related to food, and that is what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. What's considered inu nefesh, even according to Rabbi Yossi? Ve'ilu hein nidrei inu nefesh, amar, a woman who says, konam peirosa olam alai, she prohibits upon herself all fruit of the world. Hare zeh yachol hafer, the husband now, according to Rabbi Yossi, has the right to do hafaras nedarim, to annul that neder. Because that is a halacha, that is a case of inu nefesh, and therefore the hafara he does is bein la'atzmo, bein la'acherim. It's effective even for future marriage, even after they get divorced, because it's inu nefesh. He has the right to annul that neder when she says, I'm not going to have hana, I'm not going to eat any fruit. Peros medina alai, so yavi lami medina acheres. Let's say she takes upon herself, I'm not eating konam peros, the peros from this particular community, this particular state, this particular province are prohibited upon me. It's only a specific place. So he can't do hafaras nedarim there. Why? Because it's not eating nefesh. He could bring her peros from another medina. Some explain that that's only where there's no tircha involved. If there would be tremendous tircha tsar for the husband to try to find peros from somewhere else, so maybe he would have the right to annul that neder. That also may not be eating nefesh anymore. Maybe that would be considered beino leveino, which we'll see in a moment. What if a woman says, Peros chenvani ze alai. Also, Eidu Yachol HaHafir. She prohibits herself Peros for this particular fruit store, this particular seller, chenvani, a shopkeeper. So the husband can't annul that neder because he can bring peros from another chenvani and therefore doesn't fall into the category of inu nefesh, not suffering. She'll be able to eat fruit from someone else. But the Gemara says that if this neder causes tremendous tircha, trouble, and tsar for the husband, so then he has the right to annul them, not because it's inu nefesh, but because it's dvarim beino leveino. And what's the nafka mina? What's the practical difference, as we've said many times, that if it's beino leveino, so we can annul the neder, but it's only effective for this marriage, which would mean that if they get divorced and she marries someone else, so this neder would still be in effect. But let's say the husband will always take his parnasa, his food will always go to the same shopkeeper, and he'll be able to buy on credit there. So that if she now prohibits, I'm not getting fruit from this chenvani, he won't be able to buy on credit. He'll be going to another supermarket, another fruit store, and he may not have the money to pay for it. He may end up coming home with no fruit at all. And then it's going to be inu nefesh. That neder that she took upon herself not to eat fruit from this chenvani basically means husband's not buying any fruit, and now she's going to suffer. Aha, so then, hare ze yafir. He now has the right to annul that, and that would be inu nefesh, and that therefore would be an effective annulment even for a future marriage. Rabbi Yossi. These are the words of Rabbi Yossi, who holds that if it's possible to bring the food from another place, so then the neder generally is not chal, and it's not inu nefesh. And therefore, that's the general halacha. Yes, im lo hoysa panasa so mimenu ela mimenu zanikim mimefer. But in general, if the food can be brought from somewhere else, that neder is not chal. That is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi number one is telling us that the washing and adorning is not in an nefesh. Food is in an nefesh, but it's only in an nefesh if you can't bring it from somewhere else. Happens to be the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yossi, not only on the issue that, as from the previous Mishnah, that washing is also in an nefesh and adorning is also in an nefesh, but they also hold that a woman who makes a neder and says, Hanas ploni alai, the hana from this particular person is prohibited upon me. So even though it's mutter for her to get hana from other people, that is also considered inu nefesh. So that's a big chiddush. So even though there are achim, she get hana from the fact that that she says, I'm not getting hana from this particular person, or maybe this particular chenvani, Rabbi Yossi, although Rabbi Yossi says that's not inu nefesh, that Chachamim say, that is inu nefesh. Perek, Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Konam she'eni nene labrios. We continue our discussion of Rabbi Yossi's position regarding nedarim. A woman says, I'm not getting hana from brios, from people. So eino yachol lahafer. The husband cannot annul that neder. What does that mean? That's not inu nefesh. So the answer is no, it's not inu nefesh because of the baal. The Gemara says habal lav bechlal briosu. When she says I'm not getting hana from brios, from people, she wasn't including the husband. Brios means other people, and since the husband can't support her, so then and she's getting hana from him, so therefore he cannot annul the neder. There's no inu nefesh involved. V'yachola hi lehanos. Baleket uvashichacha uvapeya. And she can get hana from the leket, the one or two stalks that are left of the poor shicha, that which is forgotten, and peya, which is the edge of the field. So what does this mean? So one explanation means, even though she took this neder min habrios, this is a continuation. Even though she took a neder min habrios not to get hana from people, she can take leket shicha and peya, because this is not considered getting hana from brios. Because matnos aniyim are hefker. They don't belong to anybody. And since they don't belong to anybody, lager layasom vamanoyi, or so therefore we are the mission is telling us an additional reason why the husband can't do hafaras nedarim, which means the following. Even if what she can't get hana from her husband, so what does it mean? What's happening here? So you know, what does it mean? Oh, by the way, the woman can get a hana from leket shicha peya when she says, "Konam, I'm not getting a nehen el abrios." So we say, hold on 1 second. We said, you know why it's not included? You know why it's not inu nefesh? Because the husband can support her. So what the Mishnah is coming to teach us now is, but let's say the husband's an ani. Let's say the husband is poor and doesn't have anything. So now by taking an ed, I'm not getting a hana from brios. She can't get hana from anyone else. And her husband doesn't have the money to support her. So maybe that is inu nefesh. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that's also not inu nefesh because she can take leket shicha and peya. And there's another opinion in the Gemara this is not giving me a reason, a continuation of konam einen ela labrios, but rather it's coming to tell us the following, another halacha, that let's say she's now divorced. And now if she's divorced, she becomes usher to her husband. And she took this neder, remember, when she took the neder, you told me it was not inu nefesh because it includes, because her husband could always give her hana and buy her food, and even though she can't get from anybody else. But now that they get divorced, so now the neder is chal on everybody, so maybe you would say, well, now all of brios are included, her husband, who she's divorced from now, and everybody else. So maybe now you'll say, so this is an inu nefesh involved? The answer is no, because she can get hana from leket shicha and peah. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, once we mention something about matnos aniyim, we're going to teach you something about matnos kahuna. A person says, konam kohanim ulevim nehenim li. He says, he makes a neder, that kohanim and levim can't get hana from him. Well, there are gifts you have to give kohanim and levim. What about trumos and masros? They can't take it from you. So the answer is yitlu al karcho. The kohanim and levim have the right to take the truma and maser respectively from the peros of the person who is madir. And they can take it against his will, because Truma Maser is not his, it's theirs. They have the right to take it. What do you mean? Any Kohanim Levim can come and grab it. Doesn't the person have what we call Tovas Hana? Person may not be able to eat the Truma himself, but he has the right. Tovas Hana means he has the right to choose to give it to whichever Kohen he would like. Well, guess what? He can't do that here, because he can't give Hana to any of them. So the Tovas Hana of giving it to someone of a Kohen of his choice also is not allowed. And therefore, they can come, whoever they are, the Kohanim Levim, and grab it, seize it, Baal Karcho, against the will of the Madir, the one who took the Neder. But let's say he said, Kohanim Elu Levim Elu Nanem Li. He specified the Kohanim Levim that he didn't want getting Hana, so then Yitlu Acherim, so those Kohanim cannot take the Truma Maser, and other Kohanim Levim can take that. So why? Because he only specified specific people, and therefore others can he can fulfill the mitzvah of Truma and Maser by giving it to other people.